This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California man in federal custody after allegedly threatening employees of the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Chain was arrested by a SWAT team at his California home yesterday. They say he had allegedly called the Globe about 14 times earlier this month and threatened workers after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump. Chain appeared in court late yesterday and said to reporters,
"I'm making a statement."
Chain now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges.
"Now take a hike, you bozos."
Senator John McCain will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, and congressional leaders will hold a formal ceremony after his casket arrives. The rotunda then will be open for public viewing this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
This summer's deadliest wildfire in California is now fully contained as Northern California's Carr Fire has burned near Redding for more than a month, scorching nearly 230,000 acres, killing eight people, and destroying more than 1,000 homes. But again, the good news is it's finally fully contained. President Trump speaks in Indiana last night at a campaign-style rally touting the nation's economy.
"Just this week, we made another truly historic announcement. We are replacing NAFTA with a beautiful brand-new U.S.-Mexico trade deal."
Today, the president's off to Charlotte, North Carolina. His first stop will be the Central Piedmont Community College, where he'll sign an executive order aimed at strengthening retirement security. After a huge tribute concert last night in Detroit, Aretha Franklin's funeral's today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The defamation lawsuit brought against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones by the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting victim will move forward. A Texas judge ruling that the InfoWars host must face claims made by Leonard Posner and Veronique De La Rosa, the couple seeking over $1 million in damage for Jones' repeated claims that the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. President Trump is stepping up his attacks on the Justice Department and the FBI as they continue to investigate his campaign. He told that rally in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday that what is happening is a disgrace, and if he has to, he will step in to fix it. Trump saying people are angry at what he calls a witch hunt, calling for the investigation to end. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it could have dangerous results if you eat food that's been chilled by liquid nitrogen. The FDA issuing a safety alert yesterday warning consumers that serious injury can result from eating foods prepared by adding liquid nitrogen at the point of sale, like ice cream, cereal, and cocktails. The safety alert says the FDA has become aware of severe and sometimes life-threatening injuries caused by liquid nitrogen. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Ann Coulter over there. We're talking about her new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Has Lost Its Collective Mind. Ann, that's a perfect title, and it really says it all, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, you know, we've seen it on full display here, and I mean, I got to tell you, a lot of my Democratic friends, they're without a party. I mean, the left has gone so far left, they're just nowhere to be found by reasonable Democrats, if there's such a thing anymore.
Yes. No, and I must say, I think you're lucky. One of the things that I hate about this Trump era is, I have a fair number of liberal friends, mostly in, journalism industry. It was one of the joys of my life, having, big dinner parties and being able to argue things out, and you develop your own point of view, or you abandon or refine your own point of view.
Exactly.
And wow, there is just, I mean, as I say, it probably has a lot to do with it, a lot of my friends being in the media industry. There is no cross-pollinization. There can be no talking. Even smart friends of mine I see sometimes, not a lot of them, but on places like CNN and MSNBC, and I watch them saying things that are completely crazy, and if they had one sane person there who could give a counter argument, they would at least be forced to slightly refine what claims they are making about obstruction or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a problem, when you have birds of a feather flocking together and there's really no exchange of intellectual conversation anymore. It's just a shoutdown. And if there is a counterpoint to it all, then they're excluded, they're invalidated, and they're no longer part of the conversation. They're not invited back. And, to your point on this, Ann, it's that we have lost so much in the last few years since Donald Trump got elected, because we're not having that connectivity, that exchange of information that allows you to do the things that you talked about, and that is that you refine your conversation, you sharpen your debate, you come up with better ideas, and now all that's being thwarted.
But because of that, on the bright side, they're getting crazier and crazier, so it's fun to write a book about them. But they've really kind of gone off the deep end on a lot of this stuff. As I say in chapter one, My proposal for the resistance is to get Trump on the worst thing he's actually done and not keep running off on these crazy... Yeah, but what if he killed a nun? Then we could impeach him, right?
Right.
Oh, yes, you are right. If he had done that, he would be dead, finished, put a fork in him. But unfortunately, he has not committed that particular crime.
Right. Well, and do we look at this kind of like, you know, I thought that, you know, maybe we should perceive this as lifeguards. You know, when lifeguards see people drowning, they don't jump in the water and go save them right away. They kind of let them get their fight out. Is that what you're doing a little bit, is just observing, you know, from the side? Sidelines, just watching the left fight themselves out, and then when they're ready to be saved, then we'll go in and save their pitiful souls, huh?
I'd like to say it's a clever strategy. I love the analogy. But really, we don't have much choice. They've, you know, as I describe in the book, it's just, it's kind of a lazy thing. Whether it's the late night TV or MSNBC and CNN, they're going to get the same 2 million loony viewers no matter what they do, as long as they don't put any Trump defenders on, or at least any coherent Trump defenders on, more than once. No, then their viewers will be angry. Their viewers just want to hear, oh, what did Trump do today? He had eggs for breakfast. That's awful.
It's gotten absolutely loony, no doubt about it. And as you say, the left isn't really, they got to flat out ignore what's happening with the economy, what the president has done in 500 plus days. Absolutely stellar. It is just beyond description what he's been able to accomplish. And this is with the mainstream media going out of its way to purposely report all the negative. I mean, you don't accidentally write 90% about the president negatively just by accident.
Right. And also any stories that are really quite spectacular stories, but that don't fit the narrative. For example, that New Mexico compound with Muslims, many of them illegal aliens, you know, the son of a terrorist, training young children to stage school shootings. Mm-hmm. If anyone else were busted doing this, school shootings, remember, that's something the media is really, really into. Ooh, they can sensationalize that. It'll go on for years and years and years. Here they are training kids to engage in school shootings. Wow, if this had been a group of pretty much anyone else other than immigrants, some illegal immigrants and Muslims, oh, that's the combo platter. No, we are simply not going to cover this story.
Right. I mean, and that was, I found to be, you know, quite shocking that they just had to step over it. But, you know, why not? I mean, they have stepped over everything that the Clinton Foundation, Barack Obama, the dossier to go after Paul Manafort, and Mike Flynn.
Yes.
I mean, how do you get there? I mean, you're an attorney. Come on, help me understand
disturbing thing about Paul Manafort and Michael Cohen, you know, maybe they committed crimes, maybe they didn't. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what the evidence is, but it obviously has absolutely nothing to do with Trump or with Russian collusion. It is just this, if you want our leading Soviet import, it is the special counsel's office. It is Robert Mueller, who is his assignment in Rosenstein's letter commissioning him may as well have said, oh, this guy Trump looks sleazy. See if he can find something.
Exactly.
And that's it. Just, you know, anyone around Trump, I cite this fellow, I forget his name, but he's written a book. You probably interviewed him. It's called Three Felonies a Day. And the book explains how even a conscientious, law-abiding American could well be committing three felonies a day. There are so many federal felonies alone. They have never been counted. People have tried to count how many felonies there are in the Federal Register, but they can't count them. And every year, another 100 are added to it. Well, you know, if you put 15 smart prosecutors on anyone and just obsessively look at everything they've done, go through their tax filings or regulatory filings, you're probably going to come up with something. But how far down the road to a banana republic do we want to go?
Exactly. You were referring to Harvey Silverglate, his book, Three Felonies a Day, How the Feds Target the Innocent. And, you know, look what's happening. As you say, case in point, Manafort, I mean, they've got him in isolation. I mean, 23 hours, he's they're putting him through the ringer. I mean, for what?
And morning raid on his home because for 2 months he was Trump's campaign manager. And if they do, I mean, I haven't looked at the case because who cares? It has nothing. I mean, I'm sure Paul Manafort cares, but it has nothing to do with Trump. That we're talking about, you know, something that he's done in his private life a decade earlier, at least a decade earlier. So I haven't paid attention to what the law is, but, you know, the basic idea is that he had these offshore accounts that he didn't report to the federal government.
We're talking with Ann Coulter. We've got more from her on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Ann Coulter continues. We're talking about her brand new book, Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. As you say, Ann, in your book, Trump is different. And there's no doubt that it was a shock to the psychiatric system of the left. They've gone absolutely bonkers. And after all, you got Trump as such a contrast to Barack Obama, who they loved and adored and supported his idea that his administration was scandal free. So no doubt that somebody like Donald Trump would shock them.
Objection to Trump, it's nothing that they're talking about. They raise, treason and Russia to give their hissy fit dignity. But what they really, really deeply hate about Trump is aesthetic. They hate the gold fixtures. They think he's a vulgarian and arabist. It drives them absolutely bananas. Particularly, it's bad enough Trump being sort of bold, vulgarian, bragging about his wealth. Oh, I'm not saying it's my cup of tea, but these people, they really are just the ultimate snobs. And to have him replace Obama, whom they worship, it's like having Fred Astaire as your president and getting Rodney Dangerfield. So they've just lost their minds, and then they dress it up and try to make it sound like they're actually talking about something important. And it's worse than Watergate and worse than Clinton. I have a chapter, A Tale of Two Dicks. Briefly summarizing the crucial parts of both the Clinton and Nixon scandals to show that, no, you're nowhere even in the ballpark, liberals.
Yes.
Please pretend to be sane again.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we've been saying this on this show, Ann, is that where the country is right now, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody. This is need America to come together. It's not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It is about the foundation principles of what this country is all about if the great experiment is to continue.
No, that's absolutely right. That's part of the disturbing aspect of this craziness of the resistance. Their position on any issue, it changes from moment to moment, not just year to year, but hour to hour, today. What position do I need to take that will hurt Trump the most? And unfortunately, part of that means opposing these really very popular and important policies that Trump ran on, which neither party would run on up until Trump came along. An immigration policy that serves the people who already live here. A trade policy that serves the people who already live here. A foreign policy where we're not flinging our best Americans around the globe for what purpose? We've had enough war. We've had enough trying to fix the rest of the world. That's what was so beautiful about Make America Great Again. And a lot of what Trump was saying, a lot of Democrats used to agree with.
Exactly.
I don't work at Wendy's. I'm not a union bookkeeper. Do liberals really just hate their fellow Americans now just because to get Trump?
Yeah. Sadly, that's what this vitriol has led to, and it's isolating people. And to the point, and as you say, neighbors don't. I was talking to somebody else. They're very cautious to even talk to their neighbors. This is what all this temperament has done to our country. It has isolated us. It's invalidated people. And what Donald Trump brought back to the country is validation. He told the forgotten man and woman, "Hey, you're no longer." Longer forgotten. He told we the people, look at the country from this day, from the day of his inauguration, the country was coming back to we the people. The opportunity is, can we the people regain its position of authority and take this country back?
Yes. I thought so much was going to change when Trump was elected. Wake up the GOP. You would think that they would have to be delivering depends on trucks to these guys, having realized we've been listening to our donors. And, Marco Rubio told us that amnesty would be really popular. I guess it isn't. And you would think they'd wake up. But no, it hasn't happened. So it is up to the people against the donors.
Well, I think it's proving, and is that the system itself, the reliance on the Democratic and Republican Party, I think is a false premise, because look what it did. Really,
I totally agree, but I couldn't agree with you more, and unfortunately that's the way it's going to work. I mean, Trump, I don't think, could have won if he hadn't won the Republican nomination, which, by the way, he did with more votes than any Republican in history. So I think the voters have spoken on this. But it has become, for the first time, I realized with Trump, it was the Uniparty, the Washington Party, the donors, the wealthy, buying off the politicians and the agencies and getting their government contracts. It's the people against the government party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, and in resistance is futile. Where are we going to stand on this situation? I mean, we just have to wait this out until they have fought themselves out. I mean, because what Donald Trump has done, he has pulled back the veil on the deep state. And what we're finding out in the deep state is it's equal opportunity, equal party. I mean, we got people on both sides involved in the deep state that want to bring Trump down at any cost, regardless of the fact of what he's done for our economy, what he's doing for in terms of the enthusiasm level and the excitement. I mean, you've got minority business owners opening up new business, people dreaming dreams again. You know, you talk about morning in America again. It's an exciting time outside of the resistance, you know. So maybe they can have their own party on the left and leave the rest of us alone to go and enjoy this grand opportunity that the Trump administration is offering us.
Yes, well, as I conclude, in resistance is futile, and I think the entire rest of the book demonstrates why. For democracy to live, we have to kill the media and rebuild it on more ethical lines. The deep state is nothing without the media as their cheerleaders and putting them on TV. One hilarious thing is how these members of the deep state, like John Brennan and James Clapper and James Comey, the left wanted them fed to the dogs for the last few years for their open and egregious lies, some under oath, some not under oath. But all they have to do is come out and be huge drama queens against Trump, and suddenly they're being cited on CNN and MSNBC. I have the beautiful statements about them. Oh, honorable, respected, highly respected, and that's all you have to do to be beloved by the media. So I do think that is the one thing we might get out of the Trump administration if we don't get the wall, which I'm still waiting for, and that's a destruction of the media. We can't make progress on any issue as long as the media are so much have their thumb on one side of the scales and will not even deliver the truth. It used to be you could read a New York Times article and think, okay, this isn't what I would put as the first paragraph or even the first six paragraphs, but eventually I'm going to get some facts here. That isn't even true anymore. It's the New York Times is as hysterical, by and large, there are few and far between exceptions, as hysterical as I don't know, BuzzFeed or HuffPo. You can't even get the basic facts in order to function in a democracy. So that's one great thing I think we can get out of Trump.
Well, the other thing, too, let's extend the media into social media, the powerhouses of the technocrats that exist with Facebook and Twitter and Google, and for them being clearinghouses of prejudiced and biased media and information. That in itself and continues to raise its ugly head and is becoming more and more pernicious.
Yes. The left has, the school system, K through 12, they have the universities, they have Silicon Valley, they have Hollywood, they have the deep state. The one place you can still get free speech, and of course the mainstream media, are these tiny little corners of the internet. Mm-hmm. That's where you can finally get the truth. And they are fixated like a laser beam on trying to shut down those little corners of the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our Facebook's been knocked down. We've been put on timeout several times. We're too conservative for their convenience. So, you know, we just continue to fight the good fight. Well, Ann, look, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Appreciate it. The book is available in all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. And, you know, all the best to you. Resistance is Futile, How the Trump-Hating Left Lost Its Collective Mind. Ann Coulter on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ann.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th to September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California man in federal custody after allegedly threatening employees of the Boston Globe newspaper. Robert Chain was arrested by a SWAT team at his California home yesterday. They say he had allegedly called the Globe about 14 times earlier this month and threatened workers after the paper ran an editorial critical of President Trump. Chain appeared in court late yesterday and said to reporters,
"I'm making a statement."
Chain now expected to be extradited to Massachusetts to face charges.
"Now take a hike, you bozos."
Senator John McCain will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today, and congressional leaders will hold a formal ceremony after his casket arrives. The rotunda then will be open for public viewing this afternoon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jordan Goodman joins us now, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, he was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, always good to have you with us. Look at things are looking up. 4.2% GDP. Is this a revision or
That was a revision, upward revision by 1 point. It was 4.1 before that. So we'll get one more revision, but it's clearly going to be over 4% for the second quarter. The third quarter and now It's probably going to be 3.7. Won't be quite 4, but it's still going to be quite strong. We haven't had growth of 4% for a very, very long time. And one major development.
The first year of 3%, huh?
Right. Oh, definitely. Overall year is going to be 3% plus. Yes.
Yeah.
But one thing that just happened
this
week,
almost forever. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing that happened this week that's going to be very significant is a potential trade deal with Mexico. It's kind of been hanging over us. If NAFTA were to fall apart, that would be very negative for the economy. But it looks like we're going to have a deal. And now Canada is coming along. And if they join into this, that'll be a very, very positive thing for the economy and the market.
Well, Canada, good for them. Wasted no time getting on a plane going to D.C. saying, hey, look at this deal with Mexico seems quite imminent. So we better join in, right?
Well, that's right, because we have the leverage here. We need them less than they need us, I guess you might say. We're the major market for Canadians. It's a much smaller country as far as population. And without the U.S., they would be in real trouble. So they've been kind of pushed into it. They're not happy about it, but there are various things that I think they're going to do. As Mexico. Mexico did things they didn't particularly want to do either. They raised wages to $16 an hour. They made various other concessions on labor unions and a whole bunch of concessions they made because, again, we're their largest market. So we're kind of using our economic power to get much better deals than we had in the past.
And, of course, the president reminded them that they will build the wall. And, of course, they had to respond in like as they traditionally have. Of course, all that stuff will ferret out. You and I know how this works in business, is that you always find line items and ways to where, you know, the other parties are going to participate. I mean, they've decided, look, at to their best interest, and I think a good move that they need to, let's get together and rework NAFTA and present NAFTA 2.0. That's a positive thing. And whether or not they write a check directly, there will be a way that they will end up paying for that wall, whether they like it or not.
It's going to be indirect. They're not going to write a check for it. It'd be politically poison.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean, part of what they did in conceding various things that we wanted for this new NAFTA 2.0 is, in a certain way, you could say, paying for the wall, kind of indirectly. People thought it might fall apart. And now, if this lesson can be learned by the Chinese, that would be extremely positive for the world economy, because right now they have not conceded at all. We have $50 billion in tariffs on China. China has $50 billion in tariffs on us. Right. We're talking about $200 billion in tariffs maybe by October. They would respond with $60 billion in tariffs on us. Just continue to escalate. If that doesn't work, $500 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods, basically everything that they send us. So that would be very negative for the world economy. And they're already getting hurt over there pretty badly in China. Their stock market's down.
Yeah, without a doubt.
20-25%, whereas ours is soaring to new record highs all the time.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it definitely is going to add leverage, because you have NAFTA reworked. You got 2.0. Now with our European partners, we get that worked out. And at that point, China is pretty much surrounded. I mean, I think that it would be a fait accompli. I mean, it would just be absolute stubbornness on their part not to negotiate a deal with the United States, would it not?
Well, they've been stubborn so far, so they don't like to back down.
Well, right now.
But if it works, you're right.
When everybody else is joining in. Yeah, everybody else is joining in. And our European allies, that we get, all this other stuff squared away overseas, then, they've got to fall in line here. Because, what's going to happen next is the other people that they're dealing with are going to go, hey, look, we're doing this for the United States. And, you're going to have to come in and join the fold here.
Well, that's right. They're not there yet, but hopefully it'll work out that way because it's hurting Americans. It's hurting American farmers. The price of steel, aluminum, and various things that have tariffs on them has gone up a lot in America, and that's before the full $50 billion in tariffs hits, because that's going to be passed on to consumers in various ways. So in the short term, it's a lot of pain. Hopefully in the long term, it'll be a lot of gain.
Well, yeah, I look at it as investment, of course, I saw it this way from day one, that there was going to be a grief to happiness ratio. Right now, we're in a little bit of the grief stage getting through this, but on the other side, at least we're doing it for a reason, Jordan, as opposed to just doing it and giving it away and not getting anything out of it. You know, in business, you invest and you expect an ROI, a return on investment. We've been investing all these years, and what have we got, over these years?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think everybody agrees the Chinese have been doing things, stealing intellectual property, stealing technology, high both tariff barriers and non-tariff barriers, and supporting their state-owned enterprises that are zombies, basically, which is, they shouldn't have been doing any of this stuff. But to get them to change is taking the maximum force we're doing right now.
And the world, for that matter, Jordan, if you don't respect yourself, people are not going to respect you. I mean, the international community has not really had that high of respect, let's face it, for America. I mean, they'd like to take advantage of us and that sort of thing, but we've kind of given away some of the farm here, and now that Donald Trump's come back and says, hey, look, we not only want some of the farm, but we want all our cows back, too, you know. So,
exactly.
This is a good thing. So I think, you know, wait and see. Everybody's going to start saying, all right, we can talk about making America great again. This is another one of those promises that this president is keeping. And even on the international stage, they appreciate American leadership. And now they're going to appreciate the American labor force and our productivity once again. I think good times ahead for America.
If it works and they get the tariffs down in China, for example, it'll be very positive for the U.S. because we can export a lot of stuff to them that have unnatural barriers now. So it would be very, very positive for us if we could open up, because right now things are closing to us, where the tariffs are making it more difficult.
But if I agree with you. I think the other upside of this is that in terms of competition, this is going to cause the Chinese and our other European trade partners to up their game. And everybody will get better as a result of this with a level playing field. I think that's just the natural free market expression that takes place. We've seen it happen in this country time and again, and there should be no reason why it would happen on an international level as well.
Well, you're right. The Chinese don't think of free markets. They think of controlled markets, and they like to be in control. So they're going to have to let go of some of that control if this is going to work out for them. I mean, meanwhile, all of what this is doing is putting upward pressure on interest rates. I mean, the Fed is clearly going to raise rates again in September because the tariffs are causing some inflation. The economy is really getting quite strong, meaning more demand for money. People are taking out an awful lot of loans right now, and it's going to cost them more. And the Fed raises rates in about 2 weeks or so.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned the stock market. It continues to run record highs. This is all part and parcel of the Trump economy as we go into the midterm elections. And the Democrats are just spitting nickels trying to do something, anything that they can do to, blunt the sheen on this economy.
Yeah, it's interesting because Republicans normally would take credit for a very strong economy, but they're not doing that much. I mean, the tax reform is done, and that's kind of in.
Mm-hmm.
Deregulation is done, and that's been very helpful. But they're kind of running on, do you like Trump or do you not like Trump, even in governor's races and things.
Right.
It's the economy, which normally is pocketbook issues run. In this case, they've somehow seemed secondary in the primaries we've seen so far. But I think come the fall, if the stock market keeps going up and housing market keeps doing well, that's all very positive. And that's usually the way people vote their pocketbooks.
Well, you know, some people just, they can't handle winning. I don't know if they just feel like they don't deserve it or what, but America is winning, and the people that understand that concept are taking full advantage of it. And so we look forward to even greater things, and as always, we appreciate your reports every week, every other week here, as we get together. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Where can they go for more information, Jordan?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Love to help your folks all the time, Bill.
Don't miss Kohl's Labor Day weekend sale. Pick up juniors and young men's graphic tees, 2 for $20. Save on Skechers shoes for the family. Kids start at just $39.99. And Dash Express Kitchen Electrics are only $29.99. Plus, take $10 off when you spend $25 or more. And you'll get Kohl's cash this Labor Day weekend at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid August 30th to September 3rd with promo code Labor Day. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and
publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez, it's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to get involved in the conversation, drop an email. Hey, whatever. We'd love to hear from you. Good, bad, indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Travis Smith is joining us now. He's the associate professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University, author of the new book, Superhero Ethics. Travis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on the show today, Bill.
Superhero ethics. Tell us about it.
So I wrote a book that I took advantage of the opportunity to combine two of my interests. I'm a professor of political science,
mm-hmm.
and I principally teach the history of ideas,
okay.
And that includes classical ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have probably read, certainly read too many comic books over the course of my life, and I've seen all the superhero movies. Mm-hmm. So that's been one of my lifelong hobbies. And I took the opportunity to combine these two interests. So I thought it would be interesting to see whether or not we could ask questions like, are the superheroes the kinds of characters that are portrayed in these movies, are they admirable people? Are they good role models? You know, they're presented as heroes, but would they be the kind of people that if we followed their example, you know, metaphorically, of course, we don't have their fantastical powers, and we don't face, world tyrants from outer space, but if we were to look at the kind of personalities they represent, the character types, mm-hmm. would we be happier if we followed their example? Would we be better citizens? Would we have stronger communities? Are they, in fact, good role models? And so I used my knowledge as a professor, teacher of political thought, in order to analyze these characters in a fashion that would make it sort of an accessible read for anybody who's interested in the questions of ethics, interested in questions like, you know, what makes us happy, what makes us better citizens, how should we live together, who's a good role model. If you're interested in those questions, and you're interested in what does the popular culture today say about those offering answers to those questions, mm-hmm. I figured looking at the superheroes, since there seems to be one every other month, a new one on our movie screens, and
right.
They're so popular that I would conduct that analysis.
Well, don't you think that part of the way they relate to people, I mean, some people are quick to write it off and just say, well, as you suggested, it's more for amusement than anything of significance. But I like you, think that it's deeper than that, that these young kids are getting the message. They may not be able to articulate it, but it's making an imprint on their consciousness, don't you think?
Right.
Or am I too optimistic that way?
No, I think you're right, Bill. Every society offers examples of who they would regard as heroes relative to their society. And the examples of heroes that are put forward are going to be different in one society to another. And superheroes are particularly well-suited for us living in a modern, liberal, democratic, technological society. They're the heroes for our world. And heroes always give us models of who we think we are at our best, or who we wish we could be if only we could be better.
Exactly.
And you're right, those kinds of characters are the first place a lot of young children first encounter, as it were, answers, even if those answers were in the form of fictional stories, examples and exemplars of how to answer that question. What kind of person should I be?
Well, and the thing about superheroes is it's pretty clear. I mean, you don't have to guess who the guy with the white hat is, or, you know, who's the good guy. I grew up with, back in the days of spaghetti westerns, you know. And, mm-hmm. and so for a while there, it was a bit confusing as to who the good guy and the bad guy was. But fortunately, the director started making it easy for us, and they put the good guy with the white hat and the bad guy with the black hat, right? So that helped to a degree. But in today's technology and that, and the way these storylines go, it's clear who the good guy is.
It can be, but I think what's happened in superhero stories in the last while is they've been complicating the picture so that the image of the superhero as the goody-goody is of the sort that we'd be familiar with, say, Superman stories from the Silver Age. They're not quite portrayed as unambiguously good anymore, and they like to emphasize the ways in which these characters are not perfect. They're flawed. Mm-hmm. This makes them accessible to us, makes them relatable to us, makes it possible to see our struggles and the difficulties in our lives mirrored in theirs, even if in a fantastical fashion. Mm-hmm. And one of the points I draw attention to in superhero ethics are the ways in which some of the characters that are, even when they're unambiguously portrayed as heroes and good guys, we might pause for a moment and wonder whether or not we should cheer them on so strongly. Do they deserve three cheers or maybe only two? When you're mm-hmm. dealing with right. a character like Iron Man, who's just so dedicated to the power of technology and believes that technology is going to save us and that there's nothing that we can't do, we can't fix with more technology. Or if you look like a character like Green Lantern, mm-hmm. who represents the idea that if only we have enough imagination, if only we have enough resolve, if only if we have enough power at our disposal, we could fix everything very quickly. And I think both of those characters, for example, therefore present a problematic conception of the good, even though it is the case that they are unambiguously portrayed as heroes.
Mm-hmm. Well, like anything, and I guess maybe that's where some wisdom and discernment comes into place. And even then, that's it gives you something to think that, you know, if there isn't some balance, then you can reduce the significance of your superhero-ness, huh?
You can. You have this tendency to, as I say, sometimes treat heroes to belittle them in some fashion. And we do this in regular society where we sneer at the very concept of heroism, and we try to look at our historical figures, our actual historical heroes in our society, and we often find in our schools that they like to knock them down a few notches and not admire them so much. And on the other side...
Those are the future journalists of America that think that way, Travis.
Right. And on the other side, whether it's our fictional heroes like the superheroes or sometimes real-life purported heroes, there's always people who are willing to step up and claim that they'll be the savior, they'll be the one who rescues us all from whatever evils we happen to be confronting if only we endow them with superpowers. So there's a way in which superheroes represent the tendency that we sometimes have to look for a savior in this world, to look for somebody who's going to rescue us from all of our suffering in this world. And that's a sort of a dangerous tendency within human nature as well, because we will give too much power to the wrong people if we do that.
Exactly. So, you know, through your... through this presentation of can superheroes, superhero ethics, and can they save American freedom, what's the answer here?
What I argue is that if you read superhero stories with a critical eye and ask, how do the kinds of good characteristics that they manifest, whether it's courage, whether it is overcoming adversity, whether it's dealing with hardship, coping with mistreatment that they've suffered at the hands of wrongdoers, how do they then work toward helping their community in a fashion that is inspiring but not controlling? If you look at them as how can their lessons be applied in my life, your life, every ordinary person's life, then those are exactly the kinds of qualities that a free society needs its citizens to manifest. It's not enough just to go on social media and shout really loudly the things you care about very strongly. You actually have to, you have to take some action. You have to participate. You have to get involved. You have to help each other out. And that's a doing and not just a saying or a thinking or a feeling. So in that way, there can be very positive. If, however, as I was saying previously, if we take them to be models of saviors, messiahs that will guard the galaxy or save the world in some literal way, because we ordinary folk can't do nothing more than sit on the sidelines and shout and scream in fear and cheer on the guys we like to crush the villains in our society on our behalf, then I don't think they're the great role model. So I have a one way, not the other way, sort of answer to your question, Bill.
Well, how do your students respond to this?
Well, part of the reason I wrote this book was that when I'm teaching old books, my job is largely teaching old books and old ideas and old arguments. And, a lot of undergraduates will come into class with the prejudice that these are no longer relevant, and they'll find them unfamiliar, and they'll think, what do we need old books and old ideas for? Don't we know what justice is now, and why don't we just fight for that? And I have to try to find ways to make these old books interesting, familiar, relevant. And so I always draw on popular culture references in my classes in order to make these ideas interesting and relevant, and show them that they're not just the words of old cranks and fuddy-duddies.
Right.
And so I took superhero ethics as an opportunity to do what I do in the classroom, but for a general audience of moviegoers. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, good fun. Well, I cannot thank you enough for it. This has been quite enlightening, and I got to imagine in your classroom, that's why I'm seeing light bulbs, flashing, coming, all of a sudden turning on to what it is that you're sharing with them. And I think that is really what education is all about. And, I appreciate you coming on the show to share it with us. Now, Superhero Ethics, the book available at all the usual places.
That's right. You can get it on Amazon, either in print or on Kindle. You can get it at Barnes & Noble and, as they say, wherever fine books are sold. It's sold directly from the Templeton Press website as well.
Well, that's great. Travis Smith, Associate Professor in the Department of Political Science at Concordia University and author of Superhero Ethics. That book will also be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Professor Smith, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor to be on the program, Bill.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.